Good day, good day, good day. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our Holistic Life podcast. We are delighted to be back with you for a brand new year in 2022. It just excited about all that we have coming up, all that we will be sharing with you all over the next 12 months and beyond. And we're going to be focusing on our emotional wellness series. I am your host, Shelby Frederick. I am a certified faith-based clinical counselor and instructor. And we're going to be diving into a topic that really has been a stigma, not only in the Black and Brown community, but also in the faith-based community. And so I'm excited to be here with you all. I have taken up the call and the mandate to do what it is that God has prepared and what He has sent for me to do. And so I just want to just say welcome, welcome, welcome to you all. Welcome to you, Dr. Miranda. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much. Welcome, Prophet Beverly. It's so exciting to see some of my sisters coming on and showing their support. I know that it has been a while, but if you know anything about Shelby Frederick, she is going to take a sabbatical. She is going to take some time to hear what it is that the Lord is saying. She is going to take some time to just refresh herself so that we can always be ready and prepared for what it is that God has for us to do. And so I'm going to just get right into our topic on today. Welcome again to those of you that are tuning in from Facebook. Welcome to those of you that are on our YouTube channel and those that are on the Holistic Life podcast. All right. So I wanted to kind of just start off this conversation about emotional wellness and looking at mental wellness. And what does this mean? What is the difference between the two, and why is it so important for us to focus on it? One of the teachings that that I have really put together over the past maybe 2 years or so has to do with focusing on the eight dimensions of wellness. And the eight dimensions of wellness really has to do with different areas and different focuses of our life that that really comprise who we are, comprises what we do. And in taking a look at just the wisdom that comes from wellness and looking at these eight different dimensions, it becomes very important for us to have greater understanding. What is really health and wellness? Is it the same? What is these different areas that really comprises, that really makes us not only who we are, but how do we engage in society? How do we show up in culture? What are those influences and how our emotions and our mental health shows up in these different places and spaces? And so I want to just kind of start off talking about the eight dimensions of wellness. And the eight dimensions of wellness would be spiritual. It is also our emotional / mental, intellectual, financial, environmental, physical, occupational, and social. And every single one of these dimensions has an impact, or we are engaging in all of these dimensions, but how are we showing up? One of the things that we have to realize is that if we are not well in our soul, I focus a lot on the soul, and that is the mind, the will, and the emotions. If we are not well, if we are not healthy in our soul, how we show up, our spiritual gifts, or also called our motivational gifts, they actually flow through the soul. And so sometimes we can know that we have a gift, but when our gift begins to be filtrated through the soul. If the soul is not healthy, then we're going to see a distorted part of who you are. And it really becomes not the full expression of who God is. And so it becomes important for us, and a thing that you will hear me say quite often, and I'm probably going to put it in it on a T, that I've got to mind my mental. I've got to mind my mental. I have to become aware of my mental health. I have to be aware of my emotional health. And so because we don't normally talk a lot about these, and we lean so much on the spiritual side and understanding the spirit man, we really have are lacking, especially in the body of Christ, when it comes to understanding the soul, understanding the makeup of man, understanding why do we do what we do, understanding why do we show up and how do we show up the way that we do. So just to give us some definition about these eight dimensions, each one. So spiritual wellness is related to your values and beliefs that help you find meaning and purpose in life. Emotional wellness is an ability to cope effectively with life and build satisfying relationships with others. When we talk about intellectual wellness, that is when you recognize your unique talents to be creative and you seek out ways to use your knowledge and your skills. Financial wellness is a feeling of satisfaction about your financial situation. So we all know that finances are a common stressor for people. So being able to minimize worry and this aspect of your life actually can enhance your overall wellness. What about environmental wellness? Environmental wellness is related to the surroundings that you occupy. And so this dimension of health connects your overall well-being to the health of your environment. Our physical wellness is affected by physical activity, healthy nutrition, and adequate sleep. And there are many examples, as we know, and some of them you may be engaging in. There are many examples of physical activity that range in levels of intensity, from intensity to light to very vigorous. It just depends on what you decide that you like to do. Then we have our occupational wellness. Our occupational wellness is a sense of satisfaction with your choice of work. It involves balancing work and leisure time, building relationships with your coworkers, and also managing workplace stress. Then our social wellness, that is the ability to cope effectively with life and to build these satisfying relationships with others. And so why does it matter? And when we take a look at the differences between our emotional wellness and our mental wellness, well, let me first talk about what is mental wellness. Mental wellness is an internal resource that helps us to think, feel, connect, and function. Let me say it again. Mental wellness is an internal resource that helps us to think, feel, connect, and function. It is also an active process that helps us to build resilience, it helps us to grow, and it helps us to flourish. And so when we talk about these different characteristics of mental wellness, it's dynamic, it's renewable. This is a positive resource. This is also an active process that requires us to initiate and not only just to engage in it, but it's a conscious action, meaning that it is something that we are consciously doing. It recognizes that our mental wellness as an internal experience that encompasses, again, multiple dimensions. So even in looking at the eight dimensions of wellness, each and every single one of those has a part of mental wellness that is connected to it. So mental, when we think about mental, this is how we think. Mental wellness, how we process, how we understand, how do we use the information that we receive. But when we talk about emotional wellness has to do with how we feel and how we manage and express our emotions. Let me say it again. Our emotional wellness is how we feel, and it is how we manage and how we express our emotions. And so there's a lot, you know, to take into consideration when we talk about understanding the soul of man, understanding how do we show up in life, understanding, am I showing up in a healthy way, or is something that is going on in this particular moment, or have I had a particular situation or circumstance that has affected not only how I think, how I process, how I understand, and how I take in that information, but also how am I feeling? How am I managing now that I have had this encounter? What is it that I am trying to express? And is it being done in a healthy or an unhealthy way? Now, this is something that I had to learn, because as many of you may, some of you may or may not know, I'm a licensed massage therapist and have been. This is year number 15 for me. And prior to going to massage school, so prior to going to school and getting my license, I used to live my life on 10, probably on 1,000. And so I would just be just kind of like over the top. And when I say over the top, a part of that is, if you've ever done a DISC profile, a part of that is because I am a high functioning D. So I'm a D all day long. And so prior to, I would just be, it could be the littlest thing, and I would just be like, brr, 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 just go, 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 go. My mind would be thinking, but it wasn't until I went to school for massage therapy and I really began to understand how I think, how I show up. Why is it that I have all of these aches and these pains? Why am I going through some of the physical things in my physical body? It wasn't until then that I began to teach myself. Okay, so this is something that we aren't taught this, but I had to teach myself how to mind my mental. I had to be intentional about how am I thinking? How am I processing life that is going on around me? How am I understanding what I'm feeling in this very moment? And not only understanding how I'm feeling, but how am I managing my emotions? How am I expressing my emotions? And so it wasn't something that happened overnight. This is something that I had to teach myself as I would become engaged in certain activities. At that particular time, I was working in human resources, and you know, it was very stressful. I was a payroll coordinator, and so I managed a payroll for over 425 employees, and we were on two different pay cycles. And so every week it was like I never caught a break because of how things were set up. I was always in this mode of making sure that everything was prepared and set for payroll to run every single week. And so it was stressful. It was stressful, but it was also very strategic at how the Lord placed me, and he allowed me to go to school for massage therapy to help me to process and to mind my mental and to help me to manage how I'm expressing my emotions. And it's no different than any of us. It's no different than any of us. And so when we think about being resilient, when we think about being functional in society, when we think about enjoying positive relationships or contributing to society, contributing to our community, you know, when it even comes to the concept of not just our psychological well-being, but my own self-acceptance, how I'm accepting myself, my growth, my purpose in life, you know, the positive relationships, our mental wellness, it's a process. It's a resource. It is a state of being. And it is a balance point between our resources and our challenges. And so what I want to go a little bit further into is just give us five keys to kind of look at what we should know about mental wellness. And then we'll talk a little bit about the emotional wellness as well. So our mental wellness is more than just the absence of mental illness. I have to say that again, because there is such a negative stigma that is attached to mental illness. Mental wellness is more than just the absence of mental illness, because there's a tendency for many of us to think that mental wellness and mental illness is just as a simple continuum with severe and chronic mental disorders on one end. We think that it's about happiness and flourishing on one end, various degrees of resilience or coping with mental and emotional disturbances in the middle. But that does not accurately reflect the dynamics of the relationship between mental illness and mental wellness. So it can be best understood by sitting them on two separate continuums. They cannot be on the same. They cannot be on the same. And so when you look at having a horizontal axis, this measures mental illness from high to low. This measures the presence or the absence of a diagnosable mental disorder, such as depression, anxiety, personality disorders, and so on and so forth. And so when there is a diagnosis of a mental disorder, the treatment of mental illness takes a clinical or a pathogenic approach, and it focuses on diagnosing the problem, treating the symptoms, and bringing the person back to normal. And this particular care is delivered by a trained mental health professional, such as a psychiatrist, a psychologist, social workers, and so on. So that is horizontal from high to low. When we take a look at the vertical axis measures mental wellness from languishing to flourishing, and it captures the many factors that shape our overall mental health and our well-being, but they are not clinical conditions. Okay, so things such as stress, worry, loneliness, sadness would be at the negative end. Happiness, life satisfaction, strong relationships, personal growth would be more at the positive end. So our mental wellness offers this approach that focuses on our positive human functioning. Okay. And it also looks at preventing illness, maintaining good mental health, and pursuing optimal mental well-being. So our mental wellness is more self-directed, it's personal, and it is also subjective. It typically relies on things such as self-care, or some type of personal agency within yourself to cope with everyday challenges and to proactively pursue a higher level of happiness and well-being. Now, for those of us, we know happiness, you know, is related to our emotions, but you'll always hear me talk about joy. So our mental wellness can be empowering because it acknowledges our desire for peace, joy, happiness, meaning, and purpose. So again, a lack of mental illness does not equate to mental wellness. And statistics show that about 15% of the world's population suffers from a diagnosed mental or substance use disorder. But that does not mean that the 85% of the population is mentally well or leading healthy, happy, productive, and satisfied lives. Because there are many people and many people that will probably listen to this podcast who do not have a mental illness, but still do not feel healthy or function well because of pervasive stress, worry, loneliness, and other challenges. So those who are languishing, which mean that those that are at the low end of that, at that vertical axis, rather than flourishing, even though they are free from a diagnosed mental illness, they tend to do worse in terms of physical health outcomes, healthcare utilization, missed days of work, psychosocial functioning, all because of this factor. So low mental wellness can be debilitating. Let me say it again. Low mental wellness can still be debilitating. And it is more common than depression. And it is associated with emotional psychosocial impairment comparable to that of a depressive episode. So this becomes very, very, very important for us to understand, because you can even have where your mental wellness coexists with mental illness. So again, when you look at the dual continuum model, it shows that the presence of mental illness does not necessarily imply the absence of mental wellness and vice versa. Mental wellness can mitigate and prevent mental illness. My God. So this increasing our level of mental wellness can protect us from developing mental illness. It can also mitigate the symptoms of these illnesses. So that's just one point that I want to share with us on today, that mental wellness is more than just the absence of mental illness. Second point I want to point out today is that mental wellness is an active process of moving from languishing to resilience to flourishing. So again, as I've shared with you all on today, for me, you know, my mental wellness initially, before I became educated about it, it was languishing. So we have to understand that mental wellness is a lifelong process and a proactive strategy to strengthen our emotional, our mental, our social, our psychological resources. So on one level, you have mental wellness that is about prevention. It's about coping with life's adversities and being resilient when we face stress, worry, loneliness, anger, and sadness. But on another level, mental wellness moves us toward a deeper, richer, more meaningful human experience, which is often described as flourishing. Flourishing. So the important point that I want to make is that flourishing, which would be that peak level of mental wellness, is different for different people. It's different depending upon your values, your beliefs, your culture, and also your personal journey. let's look at key number three that I want to point out today, is that mental wellness helps to shift the perspective away from stigma to shared humanity and shared responsibility. So even though we see a lot of talk in the mental health field to mitigate the stigma surrounding mental illness, there is still a sense of shame, denial, and secrecy that continues to afflict people in communities and cultures around the world. And so by bringing our focus and talking more about mental wellness, that can actually help us to shift our focus toward a more positive and empowering approach to how we can feel, think, connect, and function better, rather than just avoiding or coping with illness. So our mental wellness, it emphasizes our capacity to build resilience, to reduce suffering, to find inner peace, joy, and fulfillment, to seek purpose, meaning, and happiness, to connect with others. So by acknowledging mental wellness as a universal condition and longing shared by all people, there is no need to feel shame. There's no need to feel that you are alone in this endeavor. My goodness. So it doesn't ignore or refute the immense need that we have for more resources and for better methods to address and treat mental illness. But what it does is that it emphasizes the promotion of mental wellness as an equally important yet overlooked approach that can address a multitude of individual and societal problems such as loneliness and stress, while also complementing approaches to mental illness and even helping to prevent mental illness and reduce its associated costs. Number four, mental wellness grows out of what we call a grassroots or a consumer-driven movement. So we know that now that there is a global need to address mental illness and to help people in mental distress who are vulnerable to developing a full-blown mental disorder. The needs are vast. There are so many needs, and the resources are scarce. And the talk and pills approach does not work for everyone. So people with poor mental wellness, meaning that those that are on the languishing end of the vertical axis, they desperately need non-clinical, non-pathological strategies and tools to cope. Because again, the evidence continues to show us that improving our mental wellness can reduce our risk of developing mental illness. Yet, globally, not enough attention is being paid to mental illness prevention and mental wellness promotion. And not only that, when you look at mental health, it still has never been well integrated into our public health structures. So looking at our healthcare systems, including mental health, they're just not set up to help the spiraling number of people who face everyday mental and emotional challenges, such as stress, burnout, loneliness, or sadness. And in response to these immense gaps, mental wellness has grown out of the grassroots consumer-led movement that seeks the self-directed alternative solutions outside of the established fields of medicine, psychiatry, and psychology. So when we talk about our mental wellness, it encompasses many natural and complementary modalities that have been around for many years. And it embraces a holistic approach that recognizes the mind-body connection and therefore extends to lifestyle strategies such as nutrition and exercise. So our mental wellness modalities mostly exist outside of our healthcare systems and even when it comes to being reimbursed for them. And many of these modalities lack the validation of clinical evidence and the double-blind studies that are required even for the approval of medical treatment protocols and pharmaceuticals. So number five, I want to talk about mental wellness is multidimensional, holistic, and personal. Mental wellness encourages the integrated and holistic nature of our health and well-being. The state of our mind affects our body and vice versa. Our mental wellness is also connected to our beliefs and our values. It's connected to other people. It's connected even to nature. It's connected to even our spirituality. The approaches for improving our mental wellness are very diverse, but they're also inclusive, and they are enriched by our cultural, social, and religious traditions and contexts. So there are numerous pathways towards mental wellness, and they have been extensively cataloged in one of the mental wellness initiative white papers that has been published on the Oxford Research Encyclopedia of Global Public Health. So again, I want to go over the five keys that everyone should know about mental wellness. Key number one is that mental wellness is more than just the absence of mental illness. Key number two, mental wellness is an active process of moving from languishing to resilience to flourishing. Key number three, mental wellness helps to shift the perspective away from stigma to shared humanity and shared responsibility. Key number four, mental wellness grows out of a grassroots, consumer-driven movement. And key number five, mental wellness is a multidimensional, holistic, and it is personal. It is personal. My goodness. This is what we need to be and what we should be really focusing on. Because again, a part of the mental health is how well our mind processes and understands information and experiences. The contrast to that is that our emotional health or our emotional wellness involves your ability to manage and express the emotions that arise from what you have learned and what you have experienced. My goodness. I hope that what I have shared with you all on today has been a sense of encouragement, education, enlightenment. I do have a new resource that we will be delving into as we continue to move through this emotional wellness series down here in 2022. And I'm going to get my my slide up. And this is the new release. This is a book and a workbook, and it's called God's Remedy for Anxiety, and it's practical solutions for living a peaceful life. There is a companion workbook that goes along with it that actually has some self-reflective questions. You can get the book and the workbook for $35 at my website, and I will go ahead and post the website here in the chat so that you will have the opportunity to visit. Pre-orders are in right now. Those will be shipping February 11th, and more than likely they may even be shipping by next week. If I can get my proof approved within the next couple of days, you will actually have it before February the 11th. But this is something that is really near and dear to my heart, especially as we have been in this time of the pandemic. You're talking about being in this state for 2 years. Many people have experienced a lot of a loss, loss of jobs. So there's not only the anxiety and the stress and the worry that people are trying to cope with, but there's also this great need of grief recovery that we need to be actively engaged in. And again, when we don't understand the tools that are available to us, then you don't know what you don't know. And so it has been, this has been a topic that I have been engaged in, not only just personally, but even ministry wise. And I just see it more often. And it's like it has gotten even to be more debilitating, especially in this time that we are living in. And so again, you can get the pre-order at the website. And that is www.julesofwellness.net. This is the book and the companion workbook, God's Remedy for Anxiety. Again, if you're going to be tuning in to the podcast series, we will be actually going through this book. I will also be doing a full webinar presentation in the month of February. I'm just really talking about this and breaking it open and looking at scripture, because I believe in using the word of God. That is what he has given us as believers. And we need to learn how to apply the word. What are some of the practical strategies that we may not be aware of? You may not even be aware of even the information that I have shared with you all on today. So again, go ahead and grab your order. www.julesofwellness.net. The website link is in the chat there. And I, again, want to just thank you for tuning in to today's podcast, our emotional wellness series. Again, we're going to be talking about all things emotional wellness. I'm going to be having some guests that will be coming on. They will be sharing their expertise and in what how they are navigating with their clients, and I believe that it's good for us just to be able to have resources and to have the right resources that we can use and that we can have access to. That is one of my missions, is to create a community of resources for the body of Christ to help us during this time, but to help people have a better understanding of the inner man, have a better understanding of how we deal with issues of the soul, because everything is not a demon. Let me say it again. Everything is not a demon. Sometimes you need Jesus and you need therapy. And until we are equipped with the resources, until our churches are equipped with the resources, and they have the access to those that are licensed in their fields, we'll continue to not let people get the true healing and deliverance that they need. The true healing and deliverance that they need. And again, thank you for tuning in to today's Holistic Life Podcast. I am actually wearing a shirt. This is Abiding in Peace. This is my sister friend, Chiquita Torre. This is one of her designer tees that I decided to break out on today. We will have some other things that we will be wearing, our wellness and minding our mental as we continue along in our series. Again, thank you so much for chiming in. And if you see the QR code here, if you happen to be looking, watching this from your laptop and you're not on your phone, you can actually scan that QR code there and it will take you to all of my links and how you can get in contact with me. Again, I am Shelby Frederick. I am a certified faith-based clinical counselor and instructor. Thank you so much for tuning into today's podcast on our first of our emotional wellness series. God bless you all. Have a fantabulous rest of your day, and we will see you on next week. Bye-bye. Thank you.